In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Let's lift our hands to heaven, everywhere, inside and outside. Just lift your hands and let's acknowledge Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus, we bless you. We honor you. It is unto you that we are gathered tonight. Thank you. Thank you for your spirit in our midst. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Hallelujah. Father, give me a testimony tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Give me a testimony. My faith insists that I will not go back the same way I came. Lift your voice and pray. Shebalakato prandas kalabarya takatoshide. Jebarakotos kabranda katalabariketus. I place a demand, O God. I place a demand, O God. I place a demand. I'm not in doubt that you are able. For you are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You are God alone. You are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne.
Sing it one more time until you rise in your spirit.
You are God alone.
You are God alone. From before time began, you are your throne.
You are God alone.
You are God alone.
Fill me up,
hey,
till I overflow. I wanna run. I wanna run over. Fill me up,
hey,
till I overflow. I wanna run.
Sing with faith in your heart.
I wanna run. Fill me up till I overflow.
Till I overflow.
I wanna
run.
I wanna run.
I wanna run. Please fill me up. Fill me up.
Let it be a cry tonight. New anointing. Fresh favor. Fresh grace. Fresh
peace.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
And here we stand. and lift our hands. Forever we will hail Yahweh. We will hail Yahweh. Here we stand and lift our voices. Oh Lord, forever we hail Yahweh. Forever we
hail Yahweh.
Help me saints, here we stand and lift our hands. Tonight we hail Yahweh. Forever we
hail Yahweh.
Lord, here I stand and we lift our voices. Forever we
hail Yahweh.
Forever we
hail Yahweh.
And we will hail Yahweh.
Hail Yahweh.
Hail Yahweh.
Hail Yahweh.
Hail Yahweh.
We hail Yahweh.
Hail Yahweh. Forever we hail Yahweh. Lord, I stand, I lift my heart, and I hail Yahweh. Yes, I stand, I lift my voice, and I will
hail Yahweh. Hail Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, it is unto you that we are gathered tonight, for no man can do these things except God be with him. Lord, there are people here tonight trusting you for all kinds of things. I pray, oh God, that you would rend the heavens in your power. Visit us in a very dramatic way. Change lives. Deliver the oppressed. Lord, let it be a time worth spent in your presence. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that tonight you will be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Demonstrate your power, your sovereignty, your love, and your kindness in our midst. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Prophesy to someone, tell him your life is about to change. Say it like you believe it, your life is about to change. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm happy seeing everyone. We have a lot to do tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to trust God for speed. Hallelujah. Those outside, overflow 1, 2, 3, can you shout hallelujah? Praise the Lord. I'll teach for a few minutes and then we will pray. Hallelujah. I want to share with us something tonight that I believe is very powerful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 15. I welcome everyone. This is our miracle service for the month of April. And the Lord will do us good. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. I want to share a powerful principle. Seems to be a bit windy outside. We apologize for those outside. Romans 15 and verse 4. Are we there?
It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, it says, were written for our learning, that we through the patience and the comfort of scripture, we might have hope. Whatever, no, just verse 4. Whatever has been written, in other words, every time you read the Bible, every story, every epistle, every letter, in it is a revelation that is applicable. The Bible says that they are written for our learning, meaning we can derive keys from these principles, and we can trust God that by the application of the same, we will experience triumph. And tonight we are going to explore one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I prayed with all my heart for this meeting, and I trusted the Lord, and I still do, that He truly will visit us. I think the worship team captured it in a most profound way, all the issues that we may need the hand of God to come upon, healing, deliverance, etc. Let's look at Joshua chapter 6. The book of Joshua chapter 6. There are a few lessons we can learn. The Bible already records that everything that is written in the Bible is for our learning, that through the comfort of scripture, we might find hope. Joshua chapter 6. It's a very interesting story. The Lord opened my eyes to a very deep mystery here, and I want to share part of it with us. Verse 1. Okay, it's projected. Now Jericho was straightly shut up. Why? Because of the children of Israel. And it says, none went out and none came in. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, a situation where a city is shut. Nothing is allowed to go out through it. Nothing is allowed to come out. It's a description of the lives of many people. The Bible says this city is shut in a way that nothing can go out. And it means it cannot receive anything. It cannot give and it cannot receive. Are we together now? And then the Bible says, verse 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and its king and the mighty men of valor. This is God speaking. Verse 3. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Verse 4. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. Verse 6, and Joshua the son of Nun called the priests. Notice now. And he said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. Now look up, we're going to continue. But the Bible is describing something very interesting here. Do you know that the surprising thing about this scripture is that the purpose for fighting that land was not to occupy Jericho? The Bible never said they fought and they said, let's enter. So what was it about Jericho that they needed to destroy it to continue their journey? I thought that they would fight. God said, I've given you the land. How can you wait 7 days, fight, defeat a city and then keep moving? That meant Jericho was not just a city. Jericho represented something that was a deep mystery. The Bible says nothing could go into it and nothing could come out. Meaning, if you found yourself in that city, there was no possibility of connection with any environment outside. Nothing could go out. Nothing could come in. Are we together? A city so fortified, the Bible says 5 chariots could hang on the fence of that city. And then Joshua, the son of Nun, notice the strategy. In order to defeat this city, he said, I know you have men of war. But now I need the priests, not men of war. Gather the priests
and then introduce the Ark of the Covenant, and then surround, keep going around that challenge with the Ark. Notice this. Don't talk. Don't do anything. Just carry the Ark and keep surrounding that city that is so fortified. There is no human way of crumbling that city. But he introduced the Ark. Listen carefully. And he said to carry that Ark. And for 6 days, all I want you to do is to gather the priests, the ones who mediate between God and man. Carry the Ark, a symbol of the strength and the presence of God. Because he was trying to show Joshua that what you see is not all there is. If you fight physically, there is a force that makes Jericho, Jericho. And that even if you pass Jericho in peace, Jericho will not leave you in peace. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It was not the issue of occupying. It's that something needed to be broken in Jericho for their journey to be successful. A city, you can't see the king, you can't see the citizens, but the city is fortified. Nothing can go out, nothing can come in. When the Lord, look, let me tell you something about God. The tools that he uses tells you what challenge he's fighting. When he went to Egypt, he didn't say, Moses, let me show you how to use the sphere and a gun and whatever. He said, no, Egypt is not just Egypt because they have men of war. There are spirits. And so take this rod. Now he's telling Joshua, this challenge you see, don't mind the physical size of the challenge. There are entities that are standing there to make sure that no form of breakthrough comes, no deliverance comes, a city that stands as an altar within a territory. And he says, gather the priests. I thought you would confront the king. He said, leave the king alone. Carry my presence. Carry the Ark. Start going around. Encompass. That was the language. Just keep going around that city with my presence. Don't utter a word. Let my presence keep going around. 6 days. This is what you will do. And the Bible says that they continued that way. Verse 11. So the Ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Verse 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day. Listen carefully. That he rose up early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 days. Only that on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout. Notice, from day one to day seven, no one was allowed to talk. The only thing that was speaking was the Ark. It was a communication of spirits first. There will be a participation, but the physical only comes on the seventh day. You start dealing with things physical. No. Let the Ark speak what you cannot speak. When the victory has been established by the Ark, your shout only manifests it. What sort of war do you fight with Ark? Not swords. Carry the Ark. Go round that challenge. Go around Jericho. What kind of mason, what kind of engineer would deconstruct the blocks? They were not held by cement and mortar. They were held by covenants and ordinances. He said, only the Ark can deal with this. Listen, let me tell you this. Jericho is a representation of the kinds of situations of many people. The fortification is such that your shouting and trying to do all you know to do may not provide that solution. Are we together? But the system here, the first thing is look for the priest. If you cannot find a priest, then there cannot be victory. You can find men of war, but this one requires priesthood. It is only priesthood that has the capacity to nullify the mystery that built Jericho. Are we together? The Bible says here, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. There is an office of the priesthood of a believer, and only that office is able to address certain intricate fortifications of darkness. They would have shouted, they would have tried fighting, and they would have died. I believe if they tried to fight Jericho, the men of Jericho would not use swords. The mystery that belt Jericho will fight them. And yet, on this occasion, the Lord tells Joshua, your sword is useful, but now, not for now. Your voice is useful, but not for now. Go round Jericho. Those walls you see were not just physical walls. Those walls, the physical walls you see, were a representation of something. He said, go round it. Tonight, the Lord has brought his presence. And let me tell you, what has been happening in this service is like taking the presence of God and going around situations. You may not understand. You were not designed to understand what the ark speaks. It's a spirit communication. There is a place where you shout with your intelligence. But this warfare, leave it for the ark and the covenant. Are we together? There are languages over our lives and puzzles and mysteries that only the presence of God has a solution over. The Bible says, so the people shouted, verse 20, when the priests blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. The Bible says the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, meaning it was built in a way and manner that it was not just by hands alone. The walls that five chariots could stay sank. Something about the going round with the ark was doing something to the controlling powers that held that situation. In other words, the building was never the issue. You will be deceived to think because the building is large, it is a function of the engineering. And here God is revealing and said, Joshua, don't waste your time. Just like a situation that has been for 15 years, 30 years, and you may think because it has stayed so long, it's just that those who have been fighting it have been fighting it physically. Let me tell you, when the ark goes round, it doesn't take long. You will see a situation that you thought was so long crumble. You will see joblessness all of a sudden crumble. The assignment tonight is to find a priest, take the ark, blow the trumpet, and let there be a shout. And you will watch Jericho. Notice, the Bible says when Jericho fell down flat, the Bible says the people entered and killed everything inside, and they carried the treasures. So that city was fortified, and God challenged them to destroy that. But the city was holding a treasure that was needed for the next level of their lives. There was wealth and blessing, and the city would not allow anybody enter in or go out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God said, don't act like you would not need what is in Jericho. Stay and destroy. Pay the price. Crumble the city. Pack the treasures, and you will need it on your journey. Couldn't they have followed another route and passed the people? Since the people did not want to open and close, it's a sign of peace. I can just leave them. But you leave them, you will need the treasure that is in Jericho. Because you see, Satan never has anything that is own. It's his own. Everything he has, he stole it. Are we together? Carry the ark. It was a powerful revelation. And I began to think about how many people try to fight battles physically. How many people waste their time to try to manage things? No. The key is to tap into the mystery of priesthood. A system that can talk to spirits. A system that can challenge controlling powers. The Bible says, for the weapons, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against the annoying neighbor. We wrestle not against the landlord. We wrestle not against the joblessness situation in Nigeria. That every Jericho has a force behind it. You fight Jericho physically, you waste your time. When you allow the ark fight, before you come there, the city has given you way. You never enter a city until the ark defeats the city. When you enter a city and try to fight, the city will tear you into pieces, because every city has gates, spiritual fortifications. There is the Jericho of wealth and prosperity. Nothing comes in, nothing goes out, yet your treasure is there. Your life remains at a standstill because a fortification has been built. So you don't challenge it spiritually, so you go and start a business. Physical, nothing works. You leave the business and get a job. Physical, nothing works. After that, you go and meet your uncle. Physical, nothing works. Will you allow the ark to talk to the controlling powers? Are you getting what I'm saying now? You want a job, you carry your certificate and tell an uncle somewhere, "Uncle, sir, I want you to give me a job." And he says, "Bring your CV." And you keep rejoicing for years that your CV is with someone, and you keep it. Because until spirits are confronted, there is no breakthrough. Believe what I tell you. Those who understand this keep triumphing cheaply by invoking the mystery of priesthood. Now, the symbol of defeat for any people is the absence of a priesthood and the absence of an ark. Even if you have a sword, if there is no priesthood and there is no ark, there is no victory. Listen carefully. The most important components to win the warfare of life is not the swords, it's not the spheres, it's not the business ideas. It is the presence of a living priesthood and the presence of an ark. Not everybody can carry the ark. Everybody can benefit from the presence of the ark, but not everybody can carry the ark. This is a mystery. Everybody is allowed to partake of the implications of the presence of the ark, but not everybody can carry the ark. If there is no priesthood, then there is no ark, then there is no victory, even though there is an army, even though there is a sword. Please hear me carefully. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, some may trust in certificates, some may trust in human connections, some may trust in business acumen, some may trust in all kinds of things. But I show you how we win in life. It is the token of the priesthood, the ark, the trumpet. It is not just physical things. When the gates and the doors are fallen, then your sword becomes useful. Are you seeing that? You only submit the CV when the controlling power that stands from your village and has vowed that nobody who is through this bloodline will excel is a waste of time. It is vain to wake up in the morning, listen carefully, and to sleep late in the night only to eat the bread of sorrows. Those you see triumphing in life are men and women who have understood the mystery of the priesthood. They always allow the priesthood and the ark to precede them. They will fight, but they know when to fight. Look at me. I came tonight to deliver us from a life of hustling, a life of doing physical things. You would think I don't know what I'm saying. Many people will not listen. You will get up, please help those on that. You will get up, carry certificates around. Life is spiritual. There is no Jericho that does not have spirit. Until the ark goes before you and until the priest carries the ark, there is no possibility of victory. Treasures in Jericho, but the door is closed. Your treasure, you can't go in, you can't come out. Are we together? Do you know there was a woman there who should be saved? I'm not sure Rahab. You can see that Rahab was part of God, the army of God. But listen, the Bible says that she was stuck there. her too could not go out and come in. For as long as she was in there, she was called Rahab the prostitute. Until she came out of that dungeon, did she become one of the genealogy, the lineage of Jesus? For as long as some of our family members, and there are situations that are left, it's not only treasures that were carried there, some persons were also rescued. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored
unto me.
We prophesy, everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen
shall be restored.
Listen,
unto me.
Let me tell you this. The more I understand the systems of the kingdom, the more I see honestly that there is no hope of deliverance for many people until they find out these mysteries. Those who win in life are not the smartest. Those who win in life are not the most educated. Some of them, by mercy, they stumbled into these mysteries. And you watch gates open, and you are there with your knowledge, wondering how unfair life can be. Jericho fortified. Nobody entered from your village. Your father tried fighting physically, they destroyed him. Your mother tried doing business, they destroyed her. Your siblings went to school, got masters, got PhD. The door said, I don't open, I don't receive, and I don't give. The Lord said, Joshua, stop wasting your time. It's not about Nigeria. It's not about recession. Find a priest quickly. Find a priest, one who is an ark bearer. Don't just try to do it on your own. I know you can fight, but this is priesthood. Listen carefully. It is the foolishness that has destroyed many proud people in our generation. The Bible says, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. It's not human worship. It is the mystery of priesthood. The priest, the ark, the trumpet, equal to the falling of Jericho. When Jericho falls, you can fight with whatever you have. When Jericho falls, your pure water can make you a millionaire, because Jericho has fallen. When Jericho falls, one destiny helper is enough. You don't need 30. When Jericho falls, one job can bless you. But until Jericho falls, anything done outside it is a waste of time. I never fight physically. Physical battles are the last. It is foolish to begin your journey to victory fighting physically. Look at Jesus. On his way to the cross, he spent time in Gethsemane, because he knew it was not about wood and nails. It was about spirits. Satan came to him in Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 4. Satan left him, came back to him in Peter. He defeated him, came back in Judas. He left him. Something was playing out. And Jesus knew that he needed to settle certain things. When he went to that cross, Satan did not know that certain dimensions of priesthood, the order, the protocol of priesthood had been kept. Let me tell you, fear any man that understands priesthood, even if he's a herbalist. Are you getting what I'm saying? The people in the world know this, and they triumph from one level of victory. There are business people in this nation that will never do anything until they make sure there is an ordinance of priesthood that goes ahead of them. Life is too fierce to be physical. No, sir. Are we together? You try getting a baby physically, it doesn't work. You go to the hospital, doctors do their best, it doesn't work. You try and try. Let me tell you, when you try a thing once, twice, three times, it doesn't work, just stop. Stop wasting your time. Stop immediately. The Bible did not tell us that one person was killed when Jericho fell. The people, the same spirit that fell the land, rendered the people helpless. Even the weakest of the members of the army killed somebody. It was never about the sword. It was about victory. When the ark wins, you win. The only possibility for your failure is that the priesthood is not there. Show me the priesthood that has risen to speak over the ordinances. Our forefathers, as uneducated as they were, they understood the mystery of priesthood. Till today, many of them, we laugh at them, yet they keep getting results. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen
shall be restored unto me.
Everything that was lost
shall be returned unto me.
Everything
that was stolen shall be restored. Listen, unto me.
The Bible says everything written in scripture was for our learning. That story was not just written there. God intended that someone with the eyes of the spirit can see and teach a people that you don't win battles with swords. Swords only help you possess your possession. Swords only help you manifest victory. They don't create victory. What creates victory, brothers and sisters, is the priesthood and the ark. What manifests victory is your sword. It is true that the horse is prepared for battle, but the horse does not fight until the priesthood goes. The nation of Israel will be going for war, and they will carry swords, and then they will carry priests with a trumpet. Look how silly it is to be going to fight. They can wipe a whole nation, yet there are some people with some irritating regalia, and the painful part is they are never behind. They are in front. The priesthood, they are afraid, but they know what they carry. They depend on the ark. Left for me, you will kill me. And the enemies are laughing and say, you have come to fight us like this? Priesthood. Our generation is a very arrogant generation. That's why we may never get results. Many young people just, I'm not saying anything is wrong with intellectualism. We have demeaned ourselves from the reality of the realm of the spirit. Do you know, you look at certain people and you are even annoyed, because in all honesty, you see the efforts. I'm correcting you now. You have been doing it wrongly. You have been fighting a neighbor, even if the neighbor leaves, provided Jericho is there. It doesn't matter who comes back, the battle is the same. Listen, if Jericho is still there, leave Zaria and travel to Lagos. Leave Zaria and go to US. Right from the airport there, trouble will meet you. But crumble Jericho and remain in your village and watch the beauty of Jericho look for you and come. It is not by strength, it is by strategy. I show you a strategy tonight to command strange signs and wonders. Is the mystery of the priesthood. Do you know why Saul lost his throne? Are we Bible students? Do you know why Saul lost his throne? Who can tell me why he lost his throne? Saul did not lose his throne necessarily just because he offended God. Saul lost his throne because he offended a pattern, an order of operation. He waited. There was a man occupying the priest prophet office who was supposed to be the one to offer incense, and they waited for him. And the king said, look, you are wasting our time. The people are destroying me. Say, is he not the same God? We all serve the same God. And he offered the sacrifice. And when Samuel came, he said, no, you have done foolishly. If you allowed me to come, God would have established your throne forever. But now that you have done this, the throne is taken away from you. Just for the sin of violating priesthood. A man lost his throne without knife. No knife, nobody fought him. But he lost his throne. David tried to do his best to still respect him. He was sitting in a physical throne, yet he had gotten up in the realm of the spirit. Show me the job in the realm of the spirit. Otherwise, stop wasting your time with CVs around. It will not work. Are you getting what I'm saying? You just get up physically and go and harass your unbelieving loved ones. I've come to you, repent. You must repent. You are fighting physically, and all of a sudden you receive casualties. But when you invoke priesthood, someone goes to bed in the night and sees a stranger coming and says, it's time for your salvation. And the person is already convicted. Here you come. And you say, look, I want to talk to you about, he helps you and say, Jesus, I've been waiting because Jericho has fallen. Are we together? You meet your destiny helper. Jericho covers his eyes. He is the one, but he cannot see you, and you pass. But when Jericho falls, like the prodigal son, as prodigal as that son was, while the father saw him, the father didn't even say, so what have you been doing? I hear you have been with pigs. He held him. He said, leave the matter of the past now. Let me put a ring. Come, be restored. For by the arm of flesh, koinonia, will no man prevail. You will never get a job just by physical pressing. Believe me, you will never prosper just by doing all of these things. There are many men of God. Some of you are here, wonderful men of God. They are trying to win the battle and rise in ministry physically. Please invite me. Here's my complimentary card. I'm a sound man of God. By God's grace, I'm balanced. I'm this and that and that. You are, and Jericho is looking at you and say, it doesn't happen that way. Jesus knew this. Imagine Jesus going around and saying, people, come and listen to me. For 30 years, no one was interested in listening to him. But when he engaged the mystery of the priesthood, he came out of the waters. A voice spoke, hear ye him. Publicity or no publicity, everywhere Jesus went, men followed him. Are we together? The Bible says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Let me tell you, many of you, your victory is already established in the realm of the spirit, but the system for translating it, we are there wasting time doing a lot of things. Many of our loved ones, some of you are here, you thought that, okay, by the time you get a job, it will be all right. You got a job, you found out that the salary was not enough. You prayed for promotion. As promotion came to you, all of a sudden, Jericho says, that's not how we win. I'm still here, standing. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you will watch Jericho, just like Babylon, fall before you. Listen, when you hear people testifying, try to understand what made the miracle work, because most of what they were doing, they had done it before. Master, we have toiled all night. Jesus said, no, it's not net that catches fish. Abba, you've been with me, you don't understand how this thing works. Master, we have toiled all night. He said, but I know there is a relationship between you and that fish. And Jesus said, cast your net. The net will be casted, but not before he speaks. It is after he speaks. The CV will be submitted, but not before the priesthood. It is after. Are we together? You will try to have the child, but when you continue the way you are doing, you will keep miscarrying forever. It's not an insult. Let me tell you this. Without the presence of God, there is no human intelligence that has the fortification to destroy an altar whose foundation is spiritual. Let me repeat myself. Without the presence of God, spiritual intelligence, there is no human manipulation that sustains enough power to crumble an altar whose origin is from the realm of the spirit. What is fighting many of us, it's not physical, brothers and sisters. I know you are born again. I know you love Jesus Christ. But the mystery of covenants are territorial. Jesus has come to your heart, but he must come to your life. Just because you received him into your heart doesn't automatically mean you are free. Potentially, you have come into a kingdom with infinite possibilities. But Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18 says, having their understanding darkened. This is Paul teaching the church in Ephesus. He says, alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Having the tragedy is not that God lied, but that their understanding is darkened. And so by reason of the darkened understanding, they have been alienated from the experience of that life. It's not enough to say Jesus died. It's not enough to say I'm born again. If that were it, brothers and sisters, many of our loved ones who have been born again for decades should not be where they were. I watch people under the influence of manipulations that are not of an earthly origin. And I watch the folly of men, how we do our best. I was once like that, but no more. I'm born again. I've repented. I've seen the foolishness of fighting things physically. It has to be from the realm of the spirit first, not from the realm of the spirit, whether first or not. The order is first from the realm of the spirit. When you plant a seed, it doesn't start growing outside until the growth happens there. That is the part you cannot explain. When it starts coming out, you can now water it, but the growth there doesn't need your watering. Listen, there are powers that until the mystery of the priesthood and the ark fights, some of us will never experience progress in our lives. We wake up in the morning, we sleep late in the night, we are sincere, but nothing is working. Are we together? Yes. Every time a blessing comes, trouble must ferment itself around a family and drain everything. The moment you are rising spiritually, how many pastors and churches and wonderful people are like that? When you are rising, Satan doesn't fight you. You will think you are victorious. The programming, he knows how cheap the programming will bring you down. So he can as well allow you to rise. And you find out for a season, everything is working well because it's like a string. You will reach a limit, it pulls you back. Are we together? Oh, I want to marry you. No problem. You will even be happy. 3 days later, everything scatters. I'm going to give you a job, and you find out that Satan does not need to fight you. He already fought you with the presence of Jericho. And God said, guys, the goal is not to stay in Jericho, but you can't let Jericho stand and reach where you are going. Don't pity it. Bring it down. There is a, don't just look at the fence. There are captives in that place. There are treasures in that place. And he said, let me show you. It is not by physical fighting. You don't have any physical weapon that can bring down that fence. Brothers and sisters, Jericho sank flat. The Bible records it flat. This is what is going to happen to many of us tonight. That's why I told you tonight's miracle service is not just for individuals, it's for families. Enough of this fruitless trying, doing everything by strength. There is a system in the kingdom. Are we together? The priesthood. There are some of us here, we're ministry. Some of us probably traveled for a long time. We are men of God, we love God, but it looks like there is a peg. Brothers and sisters, let Jericho crumble and you will see how cheap life can be. There are people who have experienced the defeat of Jericho, but they cannot articulate the system that brought the defeat. Someone stood on their behalf through the ministry of intercession and caused Jericho to fall for them. They just found out that they entered cheaply, and even a dagger brought victory. So they can trivialize the existence of Jericho. Jericho is real. If you don't see it in your life, a priesthood already brought it down for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But everyone who must pass, remember, Israel is God's own people. What is the business between Israel and they had conquered other nations? What do they need the treasures of Jericho? When you read your Bible with an open heart, you will see that there are gaps. You have to be spiritual to get an explanation. I fight, I defeat Jericho, and I continue my journey. But I carry Rahab. I carry treasures. There is Rahab there. Without Rahab, there is no Jesus. Without Rahab, the whole fight was to carry treasures and to carry Rahab.
We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. Our hope is Yahweh, Yahweh. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. Forever Yahweh,
Yahweh.
To Yahweh,
to Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Our hope is Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh.
We look to Yahweh,
we look to Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh. Forever Yahweh, Yahweh.
We're soon going to pray. The Lord rejects Saul as a king and now looks at David, but there was no priest to confirm what God wanted. The priest that was available still wanted Saul, and David could not be king. God Almighty had left Saul and wanted David. Samuel said, no, I still want Saul. And God remained helpless. Think about it. God kept begging Samuel, cooperate with me, because David will never be king. That God intended it does not guarantee his manifestation. Between God's heart and your result is a priest carrying the ark. That's why you can have a dream. You see yourself collecting a job letter. You saw it in 2014, no priest. 2015, no priest. That your dreams show you Eden. Your life shows you Adullam. There's a system of translation. Are we together? And all of a sudden, the Lord now spoke to Samuel. He didn't quarrel Samuel. He said, Samuel, how long will you keep weeping, seeing that I have rejected Saul as king? Rise up, carry your horn, go to the house of Jesse, go and anoint the next king of Israel, paraphrasing. And David remained there. I'm sure David would be in the wilderness and say, when will my change come? The change was in a negotiation between God. God already intended, in God's mind, this is the next king. And the king will sit with sheep and say, oh Lord, when will my breakthrough come? And God will say, the day a priest comes. All of a sudden, the priest agrees and God's will continues moving. A priest refuses and God remains. Moses was wise. He said, Lord, I already know you too well. Don't ever let us go here if your presence... If that ark will not go before us, I'm not going. No. Moses said, because my going is as good as wasting my time. I know what is before us. And he said, my presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. Rest is a gift. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Rest is a gift. My presence will go with you. And I, through my presence, will give you rest. My presence will clear up the spirits, and whatever you do, when you read 2 Chronicles 20, the same thing happened. Three kings came together to defeat the people of God, and all of a sudden, the Bible says, the priests and the musicians were now in front, and they began to sing, you are good and your mercies endure forever. The ark started fighting them. Who is the fool that goes for war with gold in his pocket and silver? And the Bible says all of a sudden they turn. Can you imagine allies together? When the ark starts fighting for you, it's fearful. Are we together? Fearful. You are standing close to danger. It never touches you. Before it touches you, something touches it. The priesthood. The people started killing themselves. And the Bible says everyone helped to kill another. That's not a man fighting. That's the ark fighting. And all of a sudden, when the last two were left, he killed one. And the ark said, what are you waiting for? And he carried the knife, killed himself. And when the people came, they found gold, they found treasures. When the ark fights, it fights thoroughly. When you fight, if your hand pains you like Moses and start going down, you see that? They can defeat you. But you carry the ark and let it begin to fight. They kept the ark and they kept Dagon. These people brought an entity, a god, enshrined with spirits called Dagon. The Bible did not show us there were any physical contact. By morning, Dagon fell face forward on the ground. The superiority of the presence of God above any enchantment and any ordinance. When you see the ordinances that have been enshrined by your occultism and all of these things prevail, it's because the ark has not been lifted. Tonight we have come in this place to initiate a system of priesthood over the difficult situations of people. To say, Lord, I want you for a few minutes, just suspend the issue of job or whatever. Whether it is job or the issue of delay, it is still the same Jericho causing it. Any part of Jericho is still Jericho. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Jericho that causes failure is the same Jericho that causes barrenness. It is still Jericho. The Bible didn't say Jericho. Do you know, look at the interesting thing. Jericho fell flat, but the woman who stayed in the fence, how God delivered her that she didn't fall flat with it is a mystery we don't understand. But the Bible tells us everything fell down flat. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
It's to break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Listen. Brothers and sisters, we're about to pray, but I plead with you in the name of the Lord to believe this mystery, as simple as it looks, and you will watch the wonder in your life. Stop focusing on physical things. You will cheat yourself 1,000 times. Nothing on earth has the ability to stand on its own. If anything on earth stands, there is a force keeping it. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power
in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Listen. The type of sword that kills the enemies is not as important when Jericho is down. Anything can bless you when the realm of the spirit is down. Listen, I have seen anointed men and women of God. People I know love God with all their heart, but they can never prevail in ministry because they have been fighting physically. they do everything. And sometimes you wonder and say, look how great this brother is. Look how great this sister is. Is there no ear on earth to hear what you carry and honor you for it? Hallelujah. Listen. People make all kinds of gifts for me, as you can imagine. People make all kinds of gifts. And sometimes I see what people do and I'm shocked. I say, life is so unfair. How can this brother, this sister be this gifted and yet be begging? And you see someone come out from somewhere and priesthood goes before him, and in 1 week his life has changed. They can even be sarcastic. Priesthood will make them take life for granted. There is a system of ease that God wants to bring to your life. Please hear me. There are families here listening. You have done all you know. Why don't you allow God? Allow the ark come into your home tonight and let it go around Jericho. Allow the ark come into your life tonight. Let it go around Jericho, and you will watch that which was dead come alive by itself. Hallelujah. I was told recently about a young man, very nice, wonderful young man who loves God. Everything you know in life, including good things, fighting. And recently, I think something happened. They stole a phone, and the person who stole the phone was within the vicinity of the guy, and he was sitting down. The man kept the phone there, and police came and took two of them together. I got a text. The person sent me a text. And when he narrated everything that was happening, I usually don't call people back, but I was touched. I called him. I said, where are you? He said, Apostle, look at my life. Nothing works. I said, how did you get to the police station? He said that they found somebody with phone and carried him. You think that's ordinary? Maybe that young man, breakthrough is coming for him. Another thief from somewhere steals, comes to drop a phone close to you. Does the police not have common sense to probe? And they carry you together because there is a spirit coordinating this. It looks like coincidence. Someone just falls from a chair, just a little chair like this, and all of a sudden one side of him paralyzes. It's a lie. It's not that chair that paralyzed him. Be smart. People fell from trees plucking mangoes and they were fine. They cleaned their hands and carried the mango and went away. You fall from a small chair and paralyzes your leg? No. A coincidence navigated. The chair was just the scapegoat. It's not about the chair. Tonight we are going to pray before I begin to minister. You are going to say, Satan, so you have deceived me through this situation. I've been focusing on the situation, whereas it is never really about the situation. It is about Jericho attempting to stand and challenge me. I thought it was all about job. I thought it was all about marriage. I thought it was all about children. I thought it was all about my background. Now I'm learning that anything would have still caused the same problem, provided Jericho is standing there. But Joshua, gather the priests. Gather the priests. Habalakato Shebrakata Diadabalaba. Arepatakotopa. Listen, look at me. I want you in the mind of your spirit. Look at that job issue. Look at that issue and say, I will no longer be deceived. You are not the problem. The problem is Jericho. It is never that the business cannot work. It is never that helpers cannot come. Once Jericho is still standing here, nothing can go in. Nothing can come out. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Rebelde, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout it one more time, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I challenge the spirits.
The spirits.
The ordinances.
The ordinances.
The spiritual forces.
The spiritual forces.
That are responsible.
That are responsible.
For the physical tragedies in my life.
Physical tragedies.
By the mystery of the blood.
By the mystery of the blood.
I declare. That victory must be established tonight. Lift your voice and pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible tells us, listen, that we have a high priest, and that high priest is a man, the man Jesus. He qualifies to be a priest, not the spirit Jesus, the man occupying a priesthood that is higher than the Aaronic priesthood. The Bible says his priesthood is of a better covenant after the order of Melchizedek, a priesthood with no beginning, a priesthood with no end. That there is that eternal priesthood of Jesus. Listen carefully. We're talking about very deep foundational issues here. Jesus, the man, the priest that took his blood. The Bible tells us that he went to the heavenly tabernacle and poured his blood upon that altar once and for all. Once and for all. The advocacy of that priesthood is superior. Listen, every enchantment and every divination on earth needs the sun to walk or the moon. The Bible says, thou, listen, without the sun and the moon, if God withdraws the sun and the moon, every curse, every altar dies immediately, because every other priesthood on earth, occultic, depends on the power of the sun or the moon. Are we together? And so the Bible says the sun will no more give you sunlight. You will not need it. The moon, the sun and moon, they are important, but I'm introducing something. Jehovah, God himself, will be the light that sponsors your altar. The same way, listen. That men can say we will do the sacrifice by 12 p.m. when there is a full moon, and they stand and manipulate they use geometry and everything to tap the powers of the sun and the moon. And God says, these things are inferior. I come with another priesthood, my own self, the son of righteousness. I am the light. Are we together? I want you to be tired of what is happening in your life and family. I tell you the truth, when we begin to pray and I begin to minister, many of you will see cheap victories. cheap victories.
Amen.
This is when you will know that this thing is not just about physical efforts. Do you know, brothers and sisters, listen, let me teach you something. For as long as you keep focusing on individual physical problems, your frustration continues. I can tell you, all of them are sponsored by a central force. Hear me. All of them, the same electricity is causing this fan to run. The same electricity is causing the mic to work. If you want a shutdown of the source of the power, you can destroy the mic, the phone will still work. That's what we have come to do tonight, a total shutdown. Then you will find out it was never a financial issue. You will find out it was never a health issue. It was never a promotion issue. It was an altar issue. It was an ordinance issue. Pray one prayer before I start ministering. Lord, visit the foundation of every challenge in my life and my family. Lift your voice and pray. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Lord, visit the foundation. Why is ministry not working? Why is my spiritual life dying? Why am I not growing in the anointing? What is the mystery, oh God? Lord, why the cycle of tragedies? One tragedy after another. One tragedy. Hallelujah. 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 Please just be silent for a moment. I want to start ministering now. Let's just, the Lord is giving me instructions. Just be silent. Stand where you are. Something is happening. Inside, outside, everywhere. The Lord is showing me something very strange. Now, let me just describe what I'm seeing. I'm seeing something that looks like this thing people wear. What's the name? This thing that looks like a ladies' thing that men wear. That looks like a... Yes, that thing. That's what I'm seeing on many people. And the Lord is telling me on everyone that I see that thing in, there is a very strange deliverance, because I'm hearing hidden glory. And I want to pray. Please, you don't shout, don't do anything. Just let me flow. You start bringing those people out. I'm going to pray now for those group of people. I'm seeing it, because I'm seeing that those people, no matter what you do, your glory is never seen. You will struggle and try, but nothing ever happens. Now, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Just silence everywhere. Father, I'm seeing this in the realm of the spirit. And tonight is a miracle service from Overflow 1, 2, 3. And the main auditorium and those online. Anyone here that is a victim of this that I see, by the power of priesthood, I come as an ark bearer, an envoy tonight. And Lord, I decree and declare, let there be deliverance now. Right now. Right now. Right now, bring them out. I prophesy, I decree and declare, many of you will feel that physical fire upon your head. I'm praying now, physical fire coming upon your head. Let them go, let them go. I command liberty, they must go. I come with the rod of a higher priesthood. I decree and declare, they must go free. Restore their glory now. Jacos kapatariata ente keta kaskotariataji brakatoka tabalia. Hidden glory. That's what I hear in the spirit. Hidden glory. Hidden glory. There is glory, but covered in Jericho, covered by the fence of Jericho. Hakapata katosa brakatalia. Everywhere, inside, outside. I'm praying now. Please just be sensitive. Let's do what God is directing us to do. Tonight there must be total victory. Total victory. Now I'm praying for families. The anointing of God will come on individuals, but it is for families. It will come on you. Once that anointing comes on you now, know that God is visiting your family. Lord, I pray now. I release the sword of the Lord, in the name of Jesus to every family. If there is a family here whose glory has been buried, nobody rises. Where are they? I decree and declare now, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Shakata Parakata. I don't know what altar manipulated the glory of any family here, but in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, Matas Katabarata Siadabata, in the name of Jesus, I command now by the power of the Holy Ghost, let there be emancipation. Emancipation for every family. Hidden glory. Hidden glory. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and then we beheld His glory. The Lord is still touching people. The Lord is still touching people. Shabakatu Kadusha. That's why you came. You have done the listening. Let me pray now. Zepos kabarakatosia malakasia. Embrekete kotosu labrahasadi alash. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Something serious is going to happen here now. Now, I want to pray a very serious prayer. The Lord is leading me to pray this prayer. I just had in my spirit altars of poverty. Hold on. Just keep your hands lifted. Father, I'm praying. You spoke to my ears, altars of poverty. If there is any family here in an ordinance, Shekes Katash, Shabraka Todopa Sabariadabaladaba, under that cause, nothing works. There is nothing you do physically to be able to bless the family and support the family that works. In the name of Jesus, I declare right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, let there be deliverance now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Altars of poverty. Everywhere, overflow one, overflow two, overflow three online. If there be anyone under the sound of my voice whose family is under this siege, I decree and declare now, your emancipation comes tonight. Shabarakatopa salabadiadabalaba. For all of you in front here, I speak to the spirits. You know my voice. In the name of Jesus and at the count of three, you let them go now. One, two, three, go, go. Out of them now. Out of every one of their destinies. Out of their lives. Shekatos kabariata. I invoke a priesthood higher than any ordinance upon their lives. Release their families now. Release their destinies now. You know, the Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing a vision now. You know how it used to be in a slave market that you sell a physical person and collect money? That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. Like people with only trousers sold and money. This is exchange of destinies. I believe that this is very prophetic. Let me be honest. I know some of you may not believe it, but the destiny you are living is not your own. A king slaughtered his son so that he will remain alive. There are men that that exchanged destinies. A king carried his future and said, child, the death I'm supposed to die, you die it. There are people like that. The destiny God allocated for you, you know this is not your life. Your dreams and your vision show something else. In the name of Jesus, pray now. Lift your hands. I declare, Shekatabariakata, the spirit that exchange and merchandise the destinies of men by the power of the Holy Ghost, at the count of three, if there be anyone under the sound of my voice whose destiny has been manipulated, I command now, at the count of three, be set free. One, two, three. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now.
Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Sophia, 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 like Sophia. I'm hearing a name, Sophia. Who is that, please? Let's hurry up. There is a lot to do. I want us to settle down, really pray for the sick. Sophia, who is that?
Arise, hamala manane nana matia. Arise, arise.
Your name is Sophia. How about you, madam? The Lord will locate the person. I'm standing here and I'm seeing an angel of the Lord touching the person God wants me to speak to.
Arise,
I'll pray for all of you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I deliver this lady now. This lady on red. I command that spirit that has tied down your life and your glory be gone. For you, it's over now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, I release you now by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Be set free right now. Sophia, the Lord bring liberty, liberty. Now, I command those altars to leave you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, bad luck, bad luck. I take it out of your life. The spirit of, I'm seeing a lot of bad luck. I take it out of your life now. Release their destinies now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is a lady. A physical person appeared to you in the room. This is a woman whose face you know, like a relative. Physically, where is that person, please? Someone, you were not dreaming, appeared to you. And there was a conversation from that day. Your life never became the same. Please don't be ashamed. I want to pray for you. Please don't waste our time. We have a lot to do. The Lord is ministering to me. Someone appeared. I'm not saying you were in a dream. This thing is someone. You had a conversation with someone physical. Who is that person? I want to pray for you. Please, when you find that person, let the person come quickly. Who is Ola? I'm hearing a name, Ola. Ola. I don't know if that's the full name, but there's Ola. O-L-A. There's someone with that name, Ola. Please don't come out if it's not your name. Who is this? Huh? Your name is Ola. I want to pray for you. Look at me. Rejoice. Breakthrough has come to your family. This lady. I'm Kai. Look at the evil and the witchcraft I see over this lady's family. All these people are, please help me find out. Why are they here? All of them, their names are Ola. Interesting. Come. That lady with cap, come. Your salvation has come. Come. This lady with, lift your hands. Over now. Over now. Over now. Calm down. Madam, come. I'm seeing what happened.
Yes. A woman appeared to me that it shall be never would dwell with
physically. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Look at this. When was that?
Last year, May.
She appeared
face to face and tell me, it shall never will be well with you. No matter how, whatever you take, that you are not feeling fine, the medicine will not work.
And from that, hold on, from that day, something started moving in your body. Yes. It will move and come to your back and come to your chest area. Look at this. Are you seeing a swelling here? You are seeing this? A woman appears to her. I prophesy to someone here. Jacas koto parakatia. Anyone in fraternity with the realm of darkness over your life, I curse those people now. I curse those people now. I curse those people now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Madam, I deliver you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be set free now in the name of Jesus. The living and the dead don't have anything in common in the name of Jesus. The Lord is speaking to me. There are some of you, all you see is dead people. All you see is, no matter, a bulk of your sleep is encounter with dead people. I'm prophesying, lift your hands. The anointing of the Spirit is coming on such people now in the name of Jesus. If there is anyone here in strange encounters with the dead, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I command a separation now. The spirit of Hades, I speak to you. The spirit of Hades, Christ has triumphed over you. Oh death, take away your sting. Take away your sting. Hallelujah. There are a number of you here. I presume you are all Ola, including this gentleman on wheelchair. That's your son. That's your brother. What happened to him? What happened to him? Accident. Since when? 2015. And he paralyzed you. You can't move now. Oh dear. We are going to pray for the sick. But I want to pray for Ola now. Just stand. Bring for me the person. I'm seeing like a sword coming on one of you now. Aside from this lady, there is an anointing coming on one of you. Let me speak to that one person right now. I'm seeing a closed door. This is someone's destiny. It looks like I'm holding the air, but I'm seeing that I'm holding a padlock in the spirit. Whose destiny is that? Among these people standing, open, 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 open now. I command that destiny, open. Open now. Open now. Open now. Open now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You came alone? Hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't worry, I'll pray for the sick, sir. If I don't talk, are you Ola, sir? No, don't come out until I ask you. This is witchcraft. You would have died since last year, June.
Yes, sir.
It's God that kept you. I will pray for you. I've seen your case already. If I don't pray for you, in 3 months you will not be walking again. This is stroke. What is wrong with you?
Yes, sir. All my body.
This is what I'm saying. Yes. I'm seeing 3 months and you're on the bed not to rise again. We have to pray. This is witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for you. Come, my dear. This lady. I'm seeing a very beautiful lady in the physical, in the realm of the spirit. I'm seeing an old woman. Hold my hands. What fellowship? The exchangers of destiny. I hold the hands of this lady and I declare right now in the name of Jesus, let there be a restoration. A very beautiful girl in the physical, but I'm seeing the face of an old woman. Be free now in the name of Jesus. I command the power of the Holy Ghost upon your life. I command that your destiny be restored. Your destiny be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. For all of you standing here, my brother, this gentleman, come. What's your name? What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a printer, sir.
You are what?
Printer.
Nothing is working in your life. I need to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I break this embargo I see upon your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, this row, I'm seeing deliverance, chicken feather. That's what I'm seeing, chicken feather. This is an ordinance over a family, just this row. I stretch my hands now. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Kabaroko to sobaria talikata. Jakaske barikato siyanapata. Let there be emancipation right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be emancipation right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Arise. Mama, I know that it's not time to pray, but I want to pray for you. Please come, madam. You came alone. Let her come. You came alone.
I did my first thing, and my aunt had me here. So one of my son friend brought me here. When you are talking, everything you say is just about as if you are.
Where did you come from?
I come from Samaru.
From Samaru.
Basawa.
No problem, Mama.
Yes,
I want to pray for you because of something I've
seen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Say after me. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The suffering.
The suffering.
The sorrow.
The sorrow.
In my life.
In my life.
Must end.
Must end.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will eat.
I will eat.
The fruit of my labor.
The fruit of my labor.
Father, by her confession, amen, let her be free now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that captivity is over. I pray for all of you now. In the name of Jesus. My dear, don't be embarrassed, eh? Be careful with men. Come. I'm seeing somebody really destroying your life. Don't be embarrassed, eh? You are here. We love you. We don't condemn people, but be careful. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. The deception and the wickedness of evildoers. I pray for you now. Every captivity in Ola's family, whether male or female, as I stretch my hands over you, I command that it leaves you now. It leaves your family now. I say it again, it leaves you now. It leaves your family now. In the name of Jesus. For the last time now, an anointing will come on you. It leaves you now. It leaves your family now. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please go back to your seat. Go back to your seat. Go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands, everybody. Gentlemen, when it's time to pray for the sick, we'll pray for you. Huh? Just be patient. Please help him so that he doesn't strain himself. All of you lift your hands. One scripture and there is fire to deliver the oppressed now. Why are you here, my dear? You are with him? Oh, is your daddy? What? Okay.
Since then, there is something that has been working on his body.
Like you had an accident?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what happened?
And since then, something has been working on his body, on his stomach, like snake. At times, the thing will...
Are you seeing what I'm saying? So it was never about accident, you see. Accident was just the condition that made this happen. I saw 3 months stroke hitting this man and him not standing up from the bed again. But the Lord would destroy it. Eh? Just be patient. We want to pray now. Let me show you one scripture and then we'll pray. Exodus chapter 15. Quickly, please. 6 to 11. Exodus 15. We're going to do a quick walk. We need to cast out wicked devils out of lives and families. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed into pieces the enemy. Next verse, 2:11. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. 2:11. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw up my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Next verse. Thou didst blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty water. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, comma, fearful in praises, doing not delivering, doing wonders. That's what you're about to see now. Lift your hands. He said, I will pursue, I will overtake, my lust, my desire will fall upon the people of God. I want to pray. Listen, deliverance is not just about falling down and rolling up and down. It's bringing the anointing of the Spirit to bring a parting, a separation. The Bible says the river separated hither and hither. Separation to allow you move. I want to pray. Are you ready now? Remember that after they moved the seventh time, it was a shout, Tehillah. A shout, not just any shout, a shout that was sent like a word. And the Bible says the walls of Jericho fell down flat. That shout is what you are about to do. But let me issue a command in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the one whom I serve and whose I am, in the name of Jesus, I declare over every force in the spirit, the covenants and the ordinances of darkness that have held the lives of God's people, as they shout this shout, wherever they are, I command those spirits. He said, when they hear my voice, they will run out of their hiding. I command not only an exposition, but a total separation. Are you ready to shout Jesus? At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. In the name of Jesus, I command that fire to fall. Every power, every enchantment. Go now. Every enchantment. Kaparakato soto preketelekata. Every enchantment. Be free now. Hold on. Hallelujah. I usually don't do this until I'm directed. Hallelujah. I usually see pillars of fire standing by my left and right. I just want to pass through. You don't have to touch me. Except it is not God that has called this meeting. If there is a force and a spirit, it must be exposed as I pass you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree and declare right now, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every power, every force. You must go now. Now, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, shekata barakata kata. As I pass you, that anointing, like fire, is coming upon you to set you free. Be free now. Free now. Free now. Free now in the name of Jesus. Be free now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, those of you outside, lift your hands. Lift your hands. I'm going to pass here right now. The anointing of the Spirit is going to begin to come upon you. Are you ready now? Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to touch me. Just allow me pass. Be careful, be careful. Father, in Jesus' name, let it be over now. There is fire now. That fire is moving all across now. Shakatos koto barikata. In the name of Jesus, ordinances be broken now. I'm seeing fire just around here where my hands are. In the name of Jesus, let there be freedom now. Let there be freedom now. Let there be freedom now. Be free now. Let it be over now. Now, now, now. In the name of Jesus Christ, be free now. In the name of Jesus, as I'm passing close to you, an anointing is causing every power. Let them go. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me to stand here right now in Jesus' name. Let there be deliverance now. Let there be deliverance now from every force of darkness. Every force of darkness. Be free now. I came here because I know that there are so many of you Look, the crowd in this place, I want to pray for you. I'm standing here, my God. Look at the oppression that I see just standing here. I'm about to pray right now. And from the front to the back, from the left to the right, I want all of you to shout Jesus. Something is leaving people already. Are you ready now? Your destiny must be open. Please don't take it for granted. Bring them out now at the count of three. Overflow three. One, two, three. Shekete katakata. Be free now. Be free now. Shekas kopataya. In the name of Jesus, I command. My God, please help them. Jesus Christ. Look what is happening here. From the front to the back, right now, anyone here under the siege of darkness, be free now. Be free now. Help them. Be free now. Lift your hands, overflow three. I'm praying for you. Are you ready to shout Jesus again? There are many of you, you try to move forward, but a force keeps holding you. As you shout Jesus now, you're going to see something leave you. Are you ready? Father, all those who have been held captive, I declare that as they shout Jesus, let your fire of deliverance come upon them. One, two, three. I release you now. I release you now. I release you now. Go forward. I release you now. Delay broken. I release you now. I release you now. I release you now. I release you now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to pray for everybody, but the Lord is saying there are some of you here, the call of God is upon your life, but there are altars fighting you. I'm about to release you. Oh God, I'm seeing 17:17. Where are they, oh God? Right now, to the back, where are they? They have the call of God, but an altar of darkness tying down their lives. Mata soto pakaria kata. Be free now. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. Look up, please. There are 11 of you. The Lord is saying it is you that he will use to help your family. And the anointing, of that Joseph's anointing to distinguish you is coming on 11 people. Lord, where are they? To the back. Right to the back. That anointing, a destiny is rising. No, even if you are the last born, I decree and declare, let that anointing find you now. Let that anointing find you now. The Joseph anointing. The Joseph anointing that will cause you to save your brethren. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. Overflow three. It's not about falling down, although there are several things happening here, but I want you to just focus. The last prayer I want to pray for you, many of you will be surprised what happens to you. Listen, I'm seeing keys, like a key that was missing. Some of you were once, you were destined for certain things, and the devil veered off your life. And as it is right now, the treasure that God gave you, you have lost it. As I pray for you, that restoration anointing is coming upon you. Some of you is anointings. Some of you is business connections. Lord, where are they? At the count of three, let that fire come. Shout Jesus at the count of three. One, two, three. Receive that grace now. Restoration, fire, fire, fire. Shake up, butter. Please open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Great grace, great grace, great grace, great grace. New season. Mama, look at me. is over. Over forever. Over. 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 Is going to use you. The name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, everyone pray in the spirit. 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 Please pray in the spirit. Please pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Overflow one, pray in the spirit. Shalabarokatosi anamalakashi. Shaprakatu celebrekati priyalama. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Overflow one, I want to minister to you now. Listen. Please, I want you to believe everything. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands, all of you. There are some of you here, as I'm looking, I'm just seeing chains. I want to pray at the count of three. I didn't come to waste your time. Right now, that chain is going to leave people now. Anyone here under the sound of my voice, and there is a chain of darkness, overflow one. I declare at the count of three right now, let that chain be broken. One, two, three. I command that chain be broken now. Help them, please. Be broken now. To the back. Shakasko pariata. Zato se seketeria kata. Be broken, broken. Fire is coming. I'm seeing fire moving across the crowd. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every force, every yoke of darkness. Hallelujah. Are you pregnant? Come. I'm seeing an evil spirit. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her go. By the anointing of the Spirit, I release the destiny of this baby. You will not lose this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, help her. This lady praying in tongues. In the name of Jesus Christ, the grace for dreams and visions, the Lord is releasing it upon you. Pray for dreams and visions. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to walk across this crowd. Please, I just want you to release your faith. Release your faith and receive something now. As I walk through, I'm seeing altars and they are living right now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let there be deliverance right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Let that fire, as I move, oh God, let the angel of your presence move. Let there be deliverance. It is over. That's what the Lord says to you. Over now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Over. 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 Shabbas kata. Jeketes kalabra katoziata kata. Over now. In the name of Jesus. Over. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is over. Please believe. As I'm passing you, don't worry. The anointing of God will locate you. Over now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be over now. Now, over your life. Let it be over. I'm seeing fire moving here like this. Who is that fire? For in Jesus' name I stretch my hands. Let there be deliverance right now. Supernatural deliverance right now. Supernatural deliverance right now. Mama, be free. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural deliverance. I'm seeing a circle here. And the Lord is saying restoration of ministerial anointing. A circle. Lord, where are they? There are people here, at least four of you. I stretch my hands. Let the anointing locate you. The call for ministry. The call for ministry. The call. Parakato sedekatoshia. Enter. Enter that level. That's what I hear in the spirit. Enter. Enter that dimension. Enter that dimension. Enter that dimension. Enter that dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is it Victory or Victoria? I'm hearing a name like a Victory or Victoria. Who is that? Please, very quickly, want to pray for the sick now. It's like you are wearing something like blue. Blue. Who is that person? What's your name, madam?
Victoria. Yes, sir.
This is your first time here?
No, sir.
You've been coming. Madam, look at me. God is going to change your story completely.
Amen.
I don't know you, but yes. The Lord is saying he's bringing breakthrough.
Amen. Amen.
Hold my hands. Look at me. There is bad luck on your life, my dear. Good things come, but they never stay. And the Lord is saying to take it away. Right now, be free. In the name of Jesus, I take away that spirit from your life. I set you free to move forward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can we go in? Who is Victoria? All the victories of Victoria be made free right now in Jesus' name. Can we go in from here? Please, everyone, open your mouth and begin to pray. Prophesy. Say, in the name of Jesus, I'm breaking forth spiritually. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's a new level for me. It's a new level for me. Enter a new dimension. Enter a new dimension now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. I'm passing here now. There is an anointing. Move to the next level. I'm prophesying to everybody standing here within the vicinity of this anointing. Step into a new dimension. I release that grace now. I release that grace now. I stretch my hands. Everything that has held you down, let it leave you now. In the name of Jesus. My God, look at this. Are you seeing? The legs are rotting completely. In the name of Jesus, be free now. I command, be free now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at me, my dear. Go home and write it. Good news comes for me in 12 days. Lord, lose their destinies. I'm standing here and there is an anointing. Let the destiny be open now. Open now. Shaba sokos kaliata. Embreketo sasikete likata. Jekros kadabalako tesiana bahasia. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm standing here and I'm hearing. I have called you. Accept my call. Accept my call. Accept my call. Accept my call. My call is upon your life. My call is upon your life. Stop fighting. My call is upon your life. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. My call is upon your life. Accept my call. My call is upon your life. My mandate is upon your life. My mandate is upon your life. That's what God is speaking. My mandate is upon your life. You cannot fight it. It's an ordinance decided from heaven. My mandate is upon your life. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Pastor Lawrence, speed, come. Where is your wife to be? Come, two of you. I see a grace for speed. Lift your hands. Enter that dimension now. I release that grace. Speed to your life. The Lord is taking away delay. Go and mark it. You are entering a strange level. I see you climbing a ladder. And the Lord is saying it's time for your glory. It's time for your glory. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Collect that child quickly from Kenny. Collect that child. Speed. That grace. Collect that child. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing that grace. A new dimension of speed coming upon your life. A new level of speed coming upon your life. A new level of speed. Hallelujah. Ejimi, I'm seeing something for you. I'm seeing, please stand up. I'm seeing a bottle of oil and I'm seeing dollars. A bottle of oil and dollars. These two dimensions. The spirit and supernatural resources. That grace. The Lord is multiplying it. I'm seeing a bottle. A bottle of oil. A bottle of oil. The Lord is giving you a voice. Not only in the area of finances, but a strange demonstration of the spirit. Please please be patient. We are going to pray for the sick, but tonight I perceive God is doing something strange. Young man, come. Come, you and this guy, two of you, come, stand. Step into a new dimension. New dimension. In the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. This guy, just lift your hands where you are. Come. Enter a new level in the spirit. I release that grace now upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm looking at people and I'm seeing something rising from your stomach to your throat. And the Lord is saying, it's the spirit of prophecy. Lord, I'm declaring right now, it's happening to people right now. It will come upon you like a mantle. Prophecy. 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 From your belly. From your belly. Prophecy. I command those rivers. Makato sakata. Rivers of living water. Rivers. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. This lady, come. You, come quickly. There is a grace. The call of God is upon your life. Enter that dimension of His grace. May the Lord give you visitations. 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 I bring you out of the cage that I see you in. I bring you out of the cage. I bring you out of the cage. I see you inside a cage. I bring you out of the cage. In the name of Jesus, by fire, I bring you out. I bring you out. Ancestry will not fight you. I bring you out of the cage. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shalaba rakatusi alaba. We are soon going to pray for the sick. Where's your wife? Where is she? The Lord is saying the powers will fight no more. Come. The powers will fight no more. 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 There are ordinances fighting this family. I see it in the spirit. The powers will fight no more. In the name of Jesus, victory is established. The powers will fight no more. The powers will fight no more. The powers will fight no more. In the name of Jesus. And he's stepping to a new level of the prophetic that has always been there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shalabarakatos. This usher lady. Come. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will begin to see things before they happen. That's what the Lord is saying, I should tell you. God is putting something in your eyes. You will see things. Shata sotosha. Mari katos kobaria kata. You will see things before they happen. In the name of Jesus. With precision. With precision. And with accuracy. With precision. With precision. With precision. And with accuracy. Where are these people that just married? This lady in welfare. Where is he now? You and your wife. Where are they? She's not around. Stand up. Let me pray for you on her behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for your mother. Let the Lord perfect her. But I'm praying for you. Something wants to take finances off your life. If I don't pray for you, I see great suffering in the days coming. It's like finance just dries up to the point that even your basic needs you cannot meet. But I cancel it right now. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. This fair lady, an angel is pouring oil on your head. That's what I'm seeing right now. An angel is pouring oil on your head. Breakthrough. Step into a new dimension. Step into a new level in the name of Jesus Christ. A new level. A new level in the name of Jesus Christ. Wato, where is she? Is she here? I'm seeing a flag being raised up, and the Lord is saying it's a new season. I'm seeing a flag being raised up in the spirit. The Lord is announcing you. I'm declaring, let that anointing come upon you. A new season. Let that flag be raised. In the name of Jesus, let that flag be raised. You will never, never be down. Let that flag be raised. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for the sick. Let's just flow. God, you know, sometimes this is... This lady, you, come. Yes. Say, for my shame. Say it, for my shame. I receive double. The Lord is taking me to a new level. And I receive it. I lay my hands upon you. In the name of Jesus, the grace for a new level is released upon you right now. I command it so. I declare it so. In Jesus' name I pray. This gentleman, you, come. Confusion ends now in your life. I lay my hands upon you. I command confusion to end right now from your life. In the name of Jesus. Confusion ends now over your life forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Confusion ends over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing, I will prophesy generally, but I'm seeing a family having the breakthrough of a new car. And an anointing, it may not look like it's necessary for you, but I'm seeing an anointing locating that family now. This is a blessing of a car. You will stand and testify. I don't care whether the resources are there or not. I stretch my hands. Let that anointing make it happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that anointing by the Spirit make it happen right now. Help that person, please. Let that anointing make it happen right now in the name of Jesus. Make it happen. Cameraman, come. I want to pray for you. Look at me. It will surprise you the kind of favor you will start walking in.
Amen.
You believe what I'm saying? Lift your hands. Father, let this brother drink of the grace for favor. A fresh dimension, a fresh dimension, a fresh dimension of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. This lady, you, come. The Lord is saying, I'm rolling away reproach from your life. Everything that looks like reproach, I lay my hands upon you. I'm literally feeling like there are holes on your head and the anointing is going through. I command reproach. Go and never return from her life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to pray for the sick. Please, we're going to be very fast. We're going to be very fast. Listen to me. If you have any cancer related issue or barrenness, whether you are in overflow 1, 2, or 3, I will want to pray for you by myself. Otherwise, overflow 1, in the main auditorium, I want you to come out. Overflow, all the overflows, just come to the front. Stand up. Come to the front of your projector stands quickly, please. Come to the front of your projector stands. For God's sake, not to embarrass you, but look at this woman's leg. Look at this. Look at this. Doctor, look at this. Is this sickness? Look at how the whole leg is rotting already. Please, quickly. You're sick in your body. Come quickly. Stand. If the people cannot move, just keep them where they are or bring them close so that you don't... Are we together? Now, we're going to pray. It will be very fast because our time is gone. We want to finish on time. The devil is a wicked person for these kinds of oppression. Are we together? There are so many people in overflow 3, and God will grant grace. Pastor Lawrence, come. You will join them today.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the corporate anointing, we pray. These people have come expecting to be healed, expecting to be touched. I pray that your anointing will visit them right now. In the name of Jesus, overflow 1, overflow 2, overflow 3. Let there be a release of the corporate grace. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're free now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And what's wrong with you, my dear? Fracture. Where? How long? Where is the leg? It can't move. And your hand. Don't worry, it's okay. And your legs. Lord Jesus, please help this lady.
Walk my miracle, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Walk my miracle here today.
I release that anointing upon you right now.
Walk my miracle,
I correct your body now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please stretch your hands here and begin to pray in the spirit. If they are still praying for you outside, just continue. Please, if your request is yet to come here, you can quickly wave it, and let the ushers have it and bring it here quickly. Stretch your hands. By faith, believing that God will visit you. Don't stretch your hands out of unbelief. If there are requests here to come, please let them come here quickly. Please bring them quickly. Shabakato soprakato baladabash. Unto you that answers prayers, O God, shall all flesh come. Rakato sodo brendege barakato shabradiski labaria. Endakato sata prakato jalabaria kato brendege degodos. Please pray. You are praying in the spirit. You are connecting. Lord, we are believing that we will not have to write this again. Be serious about it. Make sure you are connected by faith. Shakato kaparakato barikata sipriada balarabash. Shakata parakata paroto subriash. Lord, arise in majesty. Arise in your power. Visit the case of people. Change impossible situations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shata prakato barakato barikatekete. Shelekete prandakata barakatosh. Eketoka parokata bariadaba. Lord, let this be the last time they will write this in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this be the last time they will write this in the name of Jesus. Let this be the last time. Shabakata pakata 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 pakata. Enteketo rakato shada bragada baladaba. Lord, we believe in you. Arise, O God of heaven. Arise, O God of heaven. Arise, O God of heaven. Visit your people. Arise, O God of heaven, visit your people. Shabakata parada baroto soto predegate. Legatakato prandegate preshadabele de bosh. Hallelujah. 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 Please respond with a resounding amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this is not a ritual. I stand on behalf of your people. Lord, these requests represent different dimensions of demonic Jerichos standing between them and the place of destiny. Father, as I step upon this, let this be symbolic of the ark going round Jericho.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen, you're going to shout Jesus. We're going to shout Jesus 7 times. Are we together? As a prophetic act over this, I'm going to guide you and you will shout it. For every one shout, let it represent one day going around Jericho. That at the 7th time, we are agreeing together that no matter what the issue is, if you don't believe, you will never see the salvation of God. But for believers, you'll be surprised. Father, that you hearken to this prophetic act. And oh God, I stand leading your people as we shout that name, the name of our high priest who has been exalted above the Aaronic priesthood, above any kind of priesthood. Are you ready now? I will call the number and you shout Jesus. Are you ready? Number 1. Number 2. Crumbling every mountain. Number 3.
Jesus.
Shabakoto Sopataya. Makrotoba. I tell you, I feel the fire of God as we're shouting this Jesus. Number four. Number five. Number six. I put an anointing on this seventh shout. Let this be the shout that crumbles every mountain. In the name of Jesus. Number seven. I decree and declare unto you, prepare for strange testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you, even before you get to your homes or where you came from, you will meet it waiting for you like a messenger in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. Let's take the prophecy and then we'll round up. Every shame and reproach that has lingered in your life, shame and reproach, some of you, is a pattern across your family members. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command shame and reproach be rolled over your life forever. Be rolled over your life forever. Be rolled over your life forever. Hallelujah. I release over your life supernatural grace for speed in life. Supernatural grace for speed in life. Supernatural grace for speed in life. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that every garment, he saw Joshua the high priest and he said to remove that garment. Every garment you are wearing that is attracting bad luck, attracting all kinds of things, the Bible says to give them a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I tear off that garment from your life. I tear off that garment from your life. Garment of reproach, I tear it off from your life. I tear it off from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare divine direction. Lord, what do I do? Where do I go to? Tonight, by dreams and visions and strange encounters, I provoke divine direction to come to your direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Master, we have toiled all night, but I prophesy to you, go back this time around to the same place you failed. I anoint you, go and succeed. I anoint you, go and succeed. I anoint you, go and surpass the ordinary in the name of Jesus Christ. Every door that has refused to open, your parents tried, it refused to open. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, O ye not doors, ancient doors. I come against every ancient door and every gate. Swing open now in the name of Jesus. Swing open now in the name of Jesus. Swing open now in the name of Jesus. Every helper that must arise tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, every helper ordained by God to rise up and come to your aid, I provoke favor towards you from them. I provoke favor towards you from them. I provoke favor towards you from them. Listen, whoever has what it takes to help you, in the name of Jesus, I direct their eyes to you. I say it again, whoever has what it takes to help you, I direct their hearts to you. The the same mystery that bound Jonathan and David, I declare, wherever your helper is, let it be as it were for Jonathan and David. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those in ministry here, I prophesy to you a strange unction upon the work on your hands. Step into a new direction, step into a new dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ, every family here that has cried, that's all you've known to do, cry and cry and say, when will God deliver us? I declare that your weeping has endured enough. I prophesy your mourning comes and with it joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, those writing exams, let the mercy of God, the mercy that helped those who went before you, may that same mercy speak for you. May that same mercy speak for you. May that same mercy speak for you. Hallelujah. There are people here, you are sensing that your spiritual life is dry. It's not like you don't love God, but revelations, they don't come as they used to come again. Sometimes you open your Bible, you cannot even read. To pray, you are sensing something is wrong. It's like you know your spiritual life is under attack. In the name of Jesus Christ, I launch you to the new, a new insight, a new dimension of encounter, a new dimension of encounter, a new dimension of encounter. The Lord will open your eyes to not only listen to teachings, but to get the spirit of the message. There are some of us, the devil has cheated us by allowing our prayer altar go down. In the name of Jesus, tonight let fire from heaven fall upon your prayer life. Let the quickening of the spirit fall upon your prayer life. Every wrong friend in your life, whether you want them to go or not, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of God's hand upon your life, I separate you with them forever. This night, I separate you with them forever. Time wasters, destiny wasters, I cause a separation between you and them forever. We're rounding up. Some of us here are plagued with the spirit of laziness, spiritual laziness, mental laziness, physical laziness. The Bible says a lazy hand, a slothful hand will, that a one that deals with a slothful hand will beg, he will become poor. I decree and declare the spirit of productive diligence, not just diligence, the spirit of productive diligence, I release it upon you right now. Are you ready to receive favor? I will continue to pray favor upon your life until it works. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if you have seen favor in your life, by the grace of God, I release you to a new order of favor. A new order of favor. A new order of favor. Favor is not when you have money. Favor is when men arise by God to meet your needs. If you have money and men don't come to your life, you are not favored. You are only prosperous. You are not favored. Favor is when men arise, that before you call, they come. They don't come and go. They come and stay until the purposes of God have been achieved. I call them now from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Helpers of your destiny, may they appear before you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what personal request you desire from God, but I release my faith with you. And I declare that by miracle service, may you will only return rejoicing over that issue. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone here trusting God for a good job, not just a job that you look like a slave, a job with honor, in the name of Jesus, I agree with you. Between now and next miracle service, may God bless you with a job that will launch you to a new dimension. everyone in business here, the God factor, the favor factor, the help factor, the Ebenezer factor, I release it upon your business. I release it upon your field of endeavor in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, where thou hast been rejected so that no man will pass through you. It says, I will make you an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. I decree and declare, may your gates be continually open. Now, I want to pray a prayer that may be very strange for some of us. I want to pray that somebody will give you money. Listen. Hold on. Listen. We are not money mongers. This is not some carnal thing. There are some of you, this is what you need. You don't need advice. You don't need counseling. You just need help. Straight help. I pray for you. You will be surprised. It will look like a dream. I pray for you. Not a helper, not access. Thank God for it. But a helper that will come with the financial resource to help you. I stretch my hands and I release it upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing for miracles. Help that guy. The anointing for signs. The anointing for wonders. Whether you are called in ministry or not, in the name of Jesus, may you carry it in your spirit. From today, begin to reproduce a new order of signs and wonders. And finally, I pray for you. Whatever needs to be done for your family members to rejoice in the Lord between now and the next 30 days, whatever needs to be shaken, whatever needs to be overturned, in the name of Jesus Christ, joy for your family members, joy to your family members, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be so in the name of Jesus Christ. And for every worker here, in the name of Jesus Christ, after tonight, rise with a new level of evidence. Become a testament, not just a testament of a believer in Christ, but a testament that you belong to this spiritual family. The grace to prove it, let it be released upon you. In the name of Jesus. Whoever fights you, may he find himself fighting himself. Whoever fights your family, may they fight themselves. They will point the knife at you and hurt themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternityNetworkInternational or follow us on Twitter www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the corners of God's life on earth.